You're a wizard, Harry. Welcome to the Harry Potter Book Club for the Chamber of Secrets with
Sarah Tompkins,
Vijaya Shrestha,
and I'm Michael DeMauro. This week we discuss Chapter 9 of the Chamber of Secrets, The Writing on the Wall. We get a special guest, and the battle for the Quidditch Cup continues. We are back for another week of the Quidditch Cup. Last week, heroically, Vijaya took the lead away from Michael.
Not the monster that is Michael!
Not by monster. Cheating at all. There was no collusion between Sarah and Vijaya in any way, shape, or form. Just like last year.
Okay, wait a second. Who was the one who asked the dumb, impossible question last week?
You gave her cupcakes.
It wasn't a cake.
I don't want to talk about it, Sarah.
Okay, fine.
It's your turn, Sarah.
Okay. We're going to do a spell. We're going to do a spell, you guys.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so when I finish this question, as you know, as a rule of the spell, you just have to shout it. So what? I have to find my question now. What is the spell that Hermione uses to freeze the Cornish pixies when they are released in Lockhart's class?
Hold on. I know this.
No.
Hold on. I know this.
You better yell it when you figure it out.
Finita incantatum.
No.
No, that was the other one. That's the one that stopped rectum sempra.
It is immobilis.
Immobilis. God damn it. Trinity is the one that...
I thought I'd bring a hard one this time.
You did.
Y'all keep bringing the game, and I keep giving you like, oh, what is Harry's last name?
It's Potter. I got that. I got it.
I didn't say which Harry. Connick Jr.
Who was the headmaster when Tom Riddle went to Hogwarts?
Beep!
Jesus Christ, Sarah. Vijaya.
Armando Dippet.
God damn it. Sarah.
I couldn't think of his first name. I was like, Dippet? Actually, my brain was like, whip it. And I was like, nope. Dippet.
Dippet.
Dippet real good.
Great. Glad you guys are having fun.
Are you ready?
Yes. I'm just leaning into this.
In the second Harry Potter film, we learn that Ferroverto turns animals into what?
Bruh.
Yeah?
A teacup.
Not really. I kind of, but not really.
Okay.
I'll see if Michael knows.
A tea set?
No.
I don't know.
It's a water goblet. So not really a teacup.
Oh.
Because they're two different dishes.
Okay.
All right.
Fair.
All right.
Fine.
I mean, I would be okay with giving you like 0.5 because like they
No, it's not it's not it's
water.
Not the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
wrong.
Not the same, though.
All right. Vijaya's got 6 points, everybody.
Hey.
I haven't gotten a point since week 6, so that's great.
Well, I haven't gotten a point since ever.
You got a point last week, so don't even start with me. You've got 3.5.
And you have how many? 4?
I have 4.5.
Oh, God. Okay.
We'll see everybody next week on the Quidditch Cup.
Chapter 9, The Writing on the Wall. So anyway, so Filch finds the trio in front of Mrs. Norris's corpse, question mark? I don't know, she's stiff as a board. And all the professors are gathering around and Filch is like, you killed my cat, you killed my cat. And And so, you know, they're trying not to cause a big scene. Well, the professors are trying, you know, to calm down the scene. And so Lockhart's like, my office is just right this way. Let's step in there. So they go into Lockhart's office. Lockhart, of course, says, you know, if I'd only been there, I know a counter curse. So it's just a shame that he wasn't there, really. So, you know, after some poking and prodding, Dumbledore decides that Mrs. Norris is not, in fact, dead. She is petrified. He doesn't know how this has happened. But basically he said no second year could do this. This is super dark, super hard magic to accomplish, petrifying someone. And Filch doesn't buy it, and neither does Snape. Snape's like, it's a very convenient story. But they just can't have done it. And Harry basically has still been hearing those voices, and he wants to tell them that he's been hearing these voices because it probably has something to do with why Mrs. Norris is now petrified. But he obviously can't tell him that any of them that, and Snape is like threatening to kick him off the Quidditch team, and it's terrible. Yikes. Yeah. And so anyway, McGonagall is like, oh, don't worry, like, you know, Professor Sprout, I can't remember her name right now. Professor Sprout, don't you have, like, mandrakes that can be used to create a mandrake potion that will help them? Because I don't know if you guys remember, but when they were pulling up those mandrakes, she's like, hey, this can be used to make a potion that will help people who have been petrified. Which is a very
convenient. Oh, that's convenient.
Super convenient. So Lockhart's like, I can brew it. And Snape's like, I'm the potion's master. So basically this whole thing is just professors all fighting with each other. So Ron is like, oh man, he's like whispering to Harry. He's like, oh man, this sounds like Bill told me this story one time about this Chamber of Secrets. And Harry's like, so they get out of this, right? Strangely, somehow, they aren't blamed for this, even though they're in the wrong place, the wrong time, and Snape wants to crucify them, Filch wants to crucify them, and basically, Dumbledore's like, innocent until proven guilty. So in all of this, Filch is like, of course Harry hates me, of course he did this to my cat, he teases me, he terrifies, like, he, like, just, like, wrecks everything in the castle, and he knows I'm a squib. And Harry, of course, doesn't know what that means. And so when they get out of the office, Harry turns to Ron. He's like, what's a squib? And Ron is like, oh, that's hilarious. But it's actually not hilarious. It's only hilarious because it's Filch. And that is a person who is born into a magic family but has no magic. So it's kind of the opposite of a wizard-born muggle. Born. Yes. A muggle-born wizard. Excuse me. A wizard born to muggles. Anyway, so in all of the time now, the couple of days have passed, Ginny is like really upset about these attacks, and Ron's like, she's just a cat lover.
She's just a lover, you know?
She just loves cats so much. And she's really worried that they're going to get expelled and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, but she's pale and not doing well, and Hermione is also kind of acting weird. She's been in the library a lot, you know, like she always wanted to read, but it just seems like she's literally trying to read the entire library at this point. Justin Finch-Fletchley is now avoiding them. Like he who was like shaking Harry's hand earlier is now looking at him all scared, and Harry's like, I don't know what's happening. Yeah. But basically Harry's like, you know what? He definitely thinks I'm the heir of Slytherin because all of the stuff that was written. Yeah, because you know, the last chapter we established.
But he's Harry Potter.
But he also speaks Parseltongue. Could he be the heir of Slytherin?
No way.
Right.
No way, guys.
What a twist.
No way.
Anyway, so what they find out is that Hermione is looking for Hogwarts A History. And she would have packed it, guys. She would have packed it, but stupid Lockhart's books take up all the room in her trunk. And you would think that she's a witch, so she could have, like, a TARDIS-like trunk. And doesn't she at one point have, like, a TARDIS-like bag where it's, like, bigger on the inside? That might not be till the fourth book, mm-hmm. but still, you think that she would have thought of that by now. Anyway.
Bag of holding.
I almost said a bag of holding, but that's not it.
Is that a lawyer thing? It sounds like a lawyer thing.
It's some D&D shit. No, that's a
Dungeons and Dragons
thing. Okay.
It's not a Dungeons, this is a D&D thing.
Oh, well, whatever. That's how I know it.
Anyway. So Hermione can't find it. So they're sitting in Professor Binns' history class, and Professor Binns is a ghost. He died in an armchair next to a fire, but just kept going to teach classes, and he just drones on and on and on. And so Hermione raises her hand, and Vins is like, I have never had a student ever ask me a question in all of my years as a dead person, which is kind of weird. Anyway, so she's like, hey, Professor, what is the Chamber of Secrets? And he's like, what? And he's like, she's like, yeah, like, what, can you help me out? And he's like, I only teach history. I don't teach myths and legends, or leggins, as the British say. And so anyway, so she's like, well, sir, isn't like all myth based in fact? And he's like, well, I guess I can tell you about fact. So he starts explaining the founding of Hogwarts and, you know, how all of the house heads or the houses have been named after all the four founders of Hogwarts, and how Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Gryffindor had a disagreement with Slytherin because Salazar Slytherin wanted to only include pure blood wizards, magical, you know, people from magical families. And as Bajaya talked about previously, there's very specific requirements for this. You have to be like beautiful, you have to be athletic, you have to be smart, I don't know, you have to be a lot of things. So
very attractive.
Yeah, so
blonde, possibly.
Probably blonde. Anyway, so
Asian.
He was super mad, and so he built a chamber, like you do. So he built a chamber under the school because he's like, I just want pure blood, so I'm gonna build this chamber. I don't quite see the correlation, but we can talk about that later. So anyway, so the legend is that he has put a horrible monster in this chamber. Thus, the Chamber of Secrets. It's secrets because all of his secrets are down there, slash the monster is a secret. I don't know. So they leave class, and they're back at the scene of the crime, and, you know, Hermione's like, we shouldn't be standing here. This is kind of probably a bad place for us to be standing. But they do notice something very strange about the scene of the crime, and that is spiders. It is spiders. There are all these spiders kind of like...
Oh, so cuddly.
Right? And
so fuzzy.
We find out also that Ron hates spiders. He does not mind putting dead ones into potions, but he does not want to touch live ones. So anyway, so they follow these spiders. Fair. Like you do, because that's what I would do. And they follow them to the out-of-order girls' bathroom, which also happens to be the residence of one Moaning Myrtle. So they get in there. She's upset as usual, you know, just crying. They ask her what's wrong. She says, you know, just life. She, and so they asked her, you know, like, you know, this cat was petrified right outside your bathroom. Did you see anything weird? And she said, you know, she said, oh, well, Peeves made me so mad. I came in here to kill myself. And Ron's like, but you're already dead, which is very dark humor for children. But whatever. She gets very upset and goes and hides in the U-bend of the toilet. And so then later, they're in the common room after Percy has found them in the bathroom and is being a real dick and kicks them out. And they're in the common room and they're like, you know what we need to do? We need to find out about the Chamber of Secrets. We need to talk to the heir of Slytherin, who is, of course, Draco Malfoy.
How are they going to do that?
They have to go into the common room of Slytherin and ask Draco questions. It's impossible, right?
It's completely impossible.
It's not impossible. Need something magical. It is not impossible.
I'm pretty sure it is, Sarah. Sarah.
No, because Hermione knows about Polyjuice Potion. Which is different from...
You mean Nepali juice potion.
Nepali juice potion.
It turns your fate. It turns any tragic food into a Momo.
Delicious Momo.
So spicy.
God, gee whiz.
That was my original joke.
Gee whiz, this broccoli... This broccoli's really soggy and gross. Nepali juice potion. Oh, it's so spicy. Oh, it's so Momo. Anyway, copyright Michael tomorrow. So anyway, she knows about Polyjuice Potion, which Snape just so happened to mention in a class recently. It is a potion that can transform you into another person.
Woo!
Yeah, into Whoa. Somebody else.
Yeah, crazy.
He also conveniently told the children, the small children, that it the potion for it, the recipe, if you will, is located in most potent potions. I almost read that as most potent potables, which is not true. which is also found in the restricted section of the library. So not only does Hermione have the book, she has the location. Not hard to geocache that. So, Polyjuice Potion away! And that is the end of the chapter.
Well.
So, yeah, so a lot of stuff, man, happens in that chapter, but we don't really actually get introduced to all that much new stuff other than the Chamber of Secrets. But we don't really know much about it. We just know that Slytherin has created it. It may or may not exist. Supposedly, the heir of Slytherin can open it, and there's a monster inside. At this point, that is literally all we know about it.
Sounds spooky.
Yep, real spooky. We also heard the term squib for and had it defined for the first time, even if it was mentioned earlier. I can't recall. And that's obviously a person born to a magic family who is non-magic. And that is Filch, sadly. Sorry, dude. And then we also learned about We also learned about Polyjuice Potion. And Polyjuice... You know, I think that maybe we don't know a lot about it now. Maybe it's something we can explore in the future, but a couple things we do know about it, or I have learned about it from Pottermore. It takes a highly skilled witch or wizard to brew it. You need a part of an individual's body. That can be a toenail clipping, dandruff, a hair, or much worse. Yes, a dandruff or much worse. I don't want to know what the worst is, because toenail clipping and dandruff sound like pretty much the grossest, but I realize that that's not the grossest, and I don't want to think about it because I just thought about it and it is gagged. No, stop! I told you I didn't want to think about it. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ, Vijaya. Jesus, actually, Jesus is not in this room right now. He would be ashamed if he were. Clearly, he is not with you. Okay.
No.
So anyway.
He would be, but he would also be giggling at the same time.
Anyway, consuming Polyjuice Potion can change your age, sex, race, but it cannot change your species. So please do not try to become a beautiful sea otter, no matter how cute and sweet they are.
We'll see.
So that is all we know about Polyjuice Potion, is that it can change you. And highly skilled. I probably threw in one more fact that we didn't really know yet, but that is all that we learned. So I have a couple questions for you guys.
Yeah?
What's up?
Why the heck would you be mad and build a chamber? You're like, I'm gonna steal square footage from your castle. Like, why do you build a chamber if you hate everyone? And it's a chamber that no one can get to, so it's not even like... You can, you know, I don't know. What good is it if it sits dormant?
It is some weird forethought to be like, someday I'll have an heir who's going to release this monster. Like, why not just release the monster now?
Right. And did he have a wife and children at the time? Was he just like banking on having a lady later? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? Well, even if he had a lady later, like, how does he know that his... I guess that's the arrogance of him, that he thinks that his descendant will fulfill his destiny.
Yeah, but he's relying on like a real meanie later down the line.
Yeah, how does he know that his descendant's not going to be like, I don't want to do that. I'm all about peace and harmony. I'm going to go save the elves. Yeah.
There's no way he
doesn't.
Unless he has prophecy or something. I don't know.
Maybe it was like Godric Gryffindor is like all up my ass. I gotta figure out some way to take care of this later when he's gone.
That's probably true. Delayed gratification. I don't know. Maybe it's like a time capsule. Like you just really hope someone like strikes into it and pulls out like your Power Rangers toy later. But you don't know. It could just be in the earth forever. Okay.
Man.
So what do we think is...
Somewhere in Utica, there's a very Power Ranger toy.
Somewhere in Utica, Tommy the Power Ranger lies in wait. I'll find you one day, Tommy. What's in that chamber? What do we think's going on down there?
Man, who knows? Who knows?
I mean, maybe we should. We could just, I don't know. Maybe throw this out to our listeners. Somebody could could, you know, call us up or something and, you know, hypothesize about maybe what's down there.
Yeah. Right. Like, what's going on? Who's causing all this? Maybe we should do a segment about that.
Maybe. I know. Keep thinking about that.
That Colin did not go well last time, but maybe we should try it again.
Oh gosh. I forgot that did not go well. I think I repressed it.
No, it'll go better.
Also, what is with these professors just volunteering all this information that probably should not be volunteered? Like, here's a spell that can make you a different person, which you don't ever tell a teenager that they can become a different person because that is literally all that they want. And then tell them where to do it and how to do it.
Yeah, I do appreciate their, like, being like, oh, you want to learn. But at the same time, like,
well, I think,
stop and think, do they need to know this? No.
Well, okay, so, like I could understand you being like, hey, there's this cool potion that turns people into, the transforming into another person. It's called Polyjuice Potion. Leave it at that. Don't say, it's located on the third shelf, second book from the right, most potent potions. Page 43. Like, you know, like, they're just, they like, literally, like, just let them, if they really want to do it, let them explore that creatively. I don't know.
I mean, they just, you know, they're just desperate to get anyone to pay attention to them. Their academia is, it's rough.
It's true. It's real. That ivory divination tower is real bad, man. So, yeah, I don't know if you guys had any questions, but those were pretty much my big ones.
Do you think Mrs. Norris was, she was Muggleborn?
Oh my god, Mrs. Norris! I didn't even think about that!
This just opens a whole new thing.
She's
of,
just a little muggle cat!
As in, like, are the animals that they use in the wizarding world, are they, like, can they use any cat or bird or toad born anywhere? Right. Does it have to be born to a magical family? Like,
Crookshanks came from a long line of familiars.
Right, yeah. But can they, like, if I was, like, a witch... Which I am, that, you know,
which
super
you are.
Into dog adoptions or cat adoptions. Can I just go pop into a rescue that's, you know, running a little high on their cat supply and be like, I'll just take like 20 of these and just take it over and train them?
I don't think so.
I want that to be a thing, though.
I know, but don't you feel like Crookshanks was, like, special?
Right,
because, like, okay, because, like, here's the thing is, like, there are so many... Okay, so if we're going with the whole, like, sociopaths start with animals and then work their way up thing, like, there are so many animals in and around Hogwarts. And, like, it's not like she's beloved. They could live... They could have chosen, like, Frederick, the... Castle Groundhog or whoever. I don't know. They're probably some more beloved creature, right? I don't know.
I mean, I guess the whole idea that this monster, like, it's a monster, right? There's a monster. Is that the theory that we're running with?
Well, they said according to Professor Binns, the legend is that there's a monster in this chamber. So presumably that's what it is, but we don't know.
Right. So I mean, it must be something highly intelligent if it's going to go and only attack
dumb cats
or Muggleborns and not purebloods, right? Like, it's not just some monster that's coming out and just randomly attacking things, because that would be bad.
That would be bad.
That would not necessarily get the job done.
It certainly wouldn't send the message across. Like, you know, a mob boss only gains so much power by really asserting, you know, like, you can't just kill Craig, the grocer who hasn't done anything. You need to send a message. It needs to be pointed. You need to choose your victims. Mrs. Norris did something wrong. She was a muggle cat. That does not stand.
Yeah, apparently.
Michael.
Yes, Vagina.
I think we need to call someone on Sarah. She knows way too much about mafia stuff.
She does, indeed. Mm.
I love you all. This is my last sign-off.
Well, thank you, Sarah. That was great.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, everybody. We have a special segment this week. Similar to last season, we're doing the call-in thing again. You guys can call in, and this week we're talking about theories on who is or what is petrifying everybody. What's going on?
What's even happening?
Yeah, it's very confusing. So we want to hear your take on things, and the boards are lighting her up right now. So I'm going to go ahead and
God help this goes better.
Take the first call, and okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name? Hello? Where are you from?
Hello. Hi. It's me, Arnold. Hello. Hi. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the governor of California. Yeah.
Well, ex-governor.
Are you still the governor?
I'm the current governor of California. I want to ask you a series of questions. That's from Kindergarten Cop. Have you seen it? It's my movie.
Wow, this is such an honor.
I didn't know that you were...
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is it a tumor?
I don't find that funny. I don't. What is funny is the new movie Kindergarten Cop 2 starring Dolph Lundgren. You could watch it right now on Amazon. Yeah.
I didn't know you were such a big fan of You're a Wizard, Harry.
Oh, yeah. I love the wizards with the little wands and they flick them the spells. It was my favorite.
Thank you, Mr. Governor. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, the governor, you know.
Thanks for calling in. Do you have some theories on who or what is going around petrifying people at Hogwarts?
Oh, yeah, it's a little Dursley boy, the little shit. Is it Dudley? I think he's a wizard.
He doesn't go to Hogwarts, Mr. Governor.
Not when anyone's looking. It's the Dursley boy, I'm telling you! The little shit!
I think...
Let's give him the benefit of that. Why do you think it's Dudley?
Oh, because he's so suspicious, always sneaking around eating cakes, yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah. Those cake eaters. Can't trust them.
It's so mean to my little buddy Harry.
Weren't you a portly lad yourself, Mr. Governor?
Yeah, and then I work out to pump myself up, and I'm so strong, you know? Yeah, and Governor, I'm old, but I'm still strong.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just, so if he's doing it, how does Dudley petrify people?
With magic, I mean, it's Harry Potter, you know, and they get the wands.
He's not a wizard.
That's what they want you to think, it's only book two, there's seven of these, you know.
Oh, so he's a secret wizard.
Yeah, he's a secret wizard. That's why the dad's always getting so mad at Harry, and you know. You keep him under the stairs.
I feel like he's afraid of magic, if we're going to be honest.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what they want you to think.
So if he's performing these curses to petrify, why did he petrify Mrs. Norris?
Oh, Mrs. Norris. He's just testing it out, you know, he's still young wizard, he's testing out his spells, he needs to, you know, try it out in the target, and he did the cat, you know, everybody tortures cats when you're young, I did it, Arnold did it!
I think it's a bad sign.
He's
got a point, everyone tortures cats when they're young.
We'll concede that point. That's true. So if it's a cat first, what is it next, Arnold?
The governor. You know, first you start with cats, and then you do, you know, little puppies and you gerbils and things, you know. And then you go to people, you go to little boys.
Sounds true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so true. You know?
I have a question. How is Dudley staying hidden from all the other students? Because the other students or the professors don't know that he's at Hogwarts, right?
Oh, yeah, I got the theory about that. You know, it's a Polyjuice.
Oh.
He's drinking the Polyjuice.
Oh. Who is he Polyjuicing as?
Dumbledore, maybe. I don't know. Shit. I don't have all the answers. That's what you guys do.
Do you think they'll catch him, Mr. Governator?
Yeah, you know, I think they catch him, but I don't think they do it till later.
Like book 7?
Yeah, that
yeah, one. Book 7. Okay. Book 7, Dursley's Revenge.
Wait. Do you think do you think Dursley is actually secretly Voldemort?
Oh, no, no, oh, Voldemort, okay. He works for Dursley.
Oh, man.
The seventh book, it could be Harry Potter and that little shit Dursley.
Wait, so Voldemort works for Dudley.
Yeah, Voldemort works for Dudley, yes.
Man, yeah, Dudley so is the main
It's so obvious!
Well,
I guess we'll have to wait and see for book 7, right?
This has been enlightening. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Governator, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Remember Kindergarten Cop 2? I was in the first one with Pamela Reed. She played Detective Phoebe O'Hara. Yeah, you know.
We'll check out our other podcasts we're starting soon about the Kindergarten Cop series.
Yeah, Kindergarten Cop.
I was going to try and come up with a name. I don't have any right now.
It's just Kindergarten Cop,
which you don't want to talk about with kids.
Oh,
no.
No, but that would also be starring Dolph Lundgren.
All right, thank you.
Oh, yeah, okay, bye.
Apparently abused, hurt cats as a child.
And then dogs and then gerbils. But I'm not sure that sequence of animals. That seems like small, bigger, smallest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Michael also said that would not be my chain of torture. He was down with it, so we might need to think about getting a new co-host, Sarah.
Well, I guess we're going to have to see if Dudley ends up being the master pulling all the strings for this whole entire series.
Yeah.
We'll remains see. To be seen.
Who knows? Who even knows?
Thank you for joining us for You're a Wizard, Harry. Want to help out? Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to get in touch? Email us at potterpod@geeklyinc.com or follow us on Twitter at potterpod or geeklyinc. And individually, you can find me at thriftynerd.
I'm Bajaya Shrestha, and you can find me on Twitter at ethnicninja.
I am Sarah Tompkins, and you should hit me up at herladytompkins. Or you can follow us on Tumblr at PotterPod.
Our podcast art is created by Jesse Carlton. You can find more of his work at J! On Instagram. And our music is created by Sean Fagan. Find more of his music at soundcloud.com/sleepyfish.